This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
The wonderful Josh Sanders is, of course, with us now. He's from Sugar Babies, which is a boylesque review. Josh Sanders, welcome to the studio.
Look, this show has everything you need for a great night out. There's lots of sparkles, especially a lot of skin, and the wonders of musical theatre.
Oh, yes.
Where were you when the idea came to about the show?
I was actually in Queensland. I was doing a show up in Noosa, of all places.
Ooh, and they know how to party in Noosaville, don't they?
I didn't want to leave. It was amazing. I was doing this production of Annie up there, and because there were so many kids in the cast, we were rehearsing in the evenings, and so I found myself with my days free, and I'm just like lying on the beach, you know, living the life.
Paying $14 for coffee. I mean, we all love Noosa.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And your white linen. You're going to have your white linen.
You're going to have white linen.
And I was like lying on the beach, and I'd always had this idea to do a boylesque show, but it was then that the sugar daddy, sugar baby thing popped into my head, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. So
what a nice place to have it come to your mind.
Yeah.
Hey.
And so now I feel like I can just be like, I can justify another trip back, be like, oh, it's research, you know.
Yeah.
What about all the children in Annie? Were they not enough to scare you off working with kids or animals?
I think I probably scared them off of show business.
Look, without spoiling too much, I want to know, what's your favourite part of the show to perform?
My favourite part is I do My Heart Belongs to Daddy, which I just adore, in this like bright pink, you know, long gloves, G-string bodysuit thing. Oh my God, it's so much fun. It's just amazing. Embodying Marilyn and
Well, that's what I was thinking when you were talking about long pink and the gloves. I'm thinking a gentleman prefer blondes, you know.
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe's are very sexy. So
yeah.
Do they have to sew you into the dress just like they do for Marilyn?
No, but I tell you what, it leaves very little to the imagination. And the G-string was actually fitted, so it's a very fitted.
So you get a fitted G-string?
Yeah.
Would you know, see, Mikey, when you grow up and become a big boy, you can go and get one of them fitted as well.
Why? Why do I need one?
Well, I'm sure everybody here at Joy needs a fitted G-string.
Oh, it will change your life. It will, yeah.
Is it comfortable?
I'm not a huge G-string person.
Okay.
I spend the whole time like trying to get it out of my, you know.
Took us. I want to know, because you haven't had a sugar daddy, is that correct?
I have not, unfortunately.
But if you were to have one, what would be the head-to-toe description?
Oh,
spare no details.
Wow. Oh, God, I haven't actually thought about this. I mean, I guess the sugar daddy thing is you'd want to check in their bank book. Like, that's the main thing.
I always say that, too. They've got to have the three bigs. The big wallet, the big shoulders, and the big D.
I mean,
if you're going to be a sugar... Yeah.
I need someone tall too. That's my thing. I need someone taller than me.
Well, you are quite tall.
Yeah, and so I think it's hard to kind of come across that. That's why, you know.
So you're big. Would you be in a... Okay, this is a bit too far to ask because there's kids in cars.
Ask away.
Would it be solely a monetary thing where you just go out to dinner, or what would you go to a certain amount of bases in order to get the money?
Funnily enough, I actually kind of did have an opportunity to do this.
Ooh.
At one point. And I think it's the sort of thing that everyone in their mind is like, oh, yeah, that's so cool, that's so hot, that'd be great. But when you actually consider, like, doing it, it's a different reality. I don't know.
Well, as you can see here, Mikey is unemployed and definitely needs cash, so he is actually trying to look for sugar...
Mummy, daddy, I'm preferably a mummy, but like I'm not fast.
Anything with sugar.
No. So like your group, the boylesque group, how many of you is there in the troupe?
There's only two of us.
Oh, wow. Yes. So there's a lot of movement, a lot of dancing.
There's a lot of movement, a lot of dancing, a lot of costume changes that are super fast.
Yeah,
That's going to be a lot of fun.
So what's it like out in the back? Because I mean, the side of a stage is going to be dark. You're going to get changed in between. Do you have somebody that helps?
Yes.
Get dressed like you have a
we have dresser. A dresser.
Yeah.
We do. Thank God. We've got like a little quick change station, side stage. It was funny. I was talking to Jack, who's the other sugar baby, and he was going, oh, so like, how do you get to the dressing room? I was like, don't you worry. Like, we're going to be so quick with these changes. You will not see the dressing room. Like, this is all going to be side stage.
And have you had any like misfortunes? You know, you forget to do the strap on the way out. Is something going to come off?
Yeah.
Like, how are you going?
Look, I'm a little bit worried about, you know, something slipping out. out. But, you know,
they paid their money,
you know, whatever they get.
Right on. What's your fitness routine like to move around the stage and occupy an entire stage with just the two of you?
Because Mike is going to this because I was stalking your Instagram account beforehand. Yes. And let me tell you, it's got to have that not safe for work logo if we're pulling up. So it is hot to trot. So as you can see, the skinny little Mikey over here wants to know how he gets a bod like that.
Yeah. Well, I go to the gym about 5 times a week.
5?
Yeah. I haven't been able to go as much lately with the show, but and oh my god, I just eat and eat and eat and eat.
That sounds like my kind of
it's good to a point, but oh my god, it gets to the point where I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna eat again, like, oh, and spend so much money on food.
Oh, okay, so I can do the eating part, but the 5 days a week routine doesn't sound like my jam.
Well, you can, because Mikey lives at home with an Italian mother, so it's
set.
Yeah, it's a gnocchi, the pasta.
You know, I've had pizza and pasta 3 times this week already. Regardless, not important, because Sugar Babies is playing from the 23rd of May until the 25th at Chapel Off Chapel, and it's there for a good time, but not a long time, so make sure you grab your tickies at chapeloffchapel.com.au. Josh, what is your social so people can go follow you, see the bod?
My personal one is _just_joshing, and I apologise in advance for anything you may see on there. The show one is smokeandmirrors_productions.
Phenomenal.
Well, definitely, Andy will put all the links up on our social so you can follow that there. Definitely got to go and check Josh out, and the show sounds fantastic. I can't wait. Nothing's better than boylesque.
What more could you want? Half Naked Boys.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.